This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I was looking over our show schedule for 2016, and we haven't done an episode labeled Shop Talk since the summer of 2015. And then the one before that was 2014, so it was time. And maybe after last week, I think that, I don't want to be an egomaniac, but you have to be one to do radio, that perhaps we were better guests or will be better guests than Grant Cameron. He kind of sort of disappointed me, and you've heard my reasons last week as I was raising objections or concerns about what he said. And if you listen to After the Paracast, our premium podcast that comes with a Paracast Plus, well, I spent, what, 5 or 10 minutes disassembling what he said. I should tell you that this is the second take of the first part of this episode, because as soon as I asked Chris to speak, we heard all this horrible white noise on the line. Be thankful you didn't hear it. It assaults your ears. Chris?
There were a couple of people that said we were surprised that Chris didn't jump in there and start, you know, carving him a new one. Well, you don't have guests on a show. Well, let's put it this way. It's hard to get guests on a show if both hosts are beating up on the guest constantly. And I felt, again, you were doing a good job disassembling his arguments, and there was no need for me to pile on and make him uncomfortable. We're trying to keep this as civil as possible, unless, you know, it's obvious that the guest really doesn't deserve the civility. But, you know, I really appreciate the work that Grant does. I think he's overly enthusiastic. I think he tends to gloss over things. I think he kind of has a pair of rose-colored glasses on, whatever the cliche is. And you know, anybody that can accept anything that Paul Hellyer has to say about this particular subject at face value, to me, is highly suspect. And you know, I was really going to launch into a Paul Hellyer thing, but what's the point? I mean, the guy is who he is. He believes what he believes. And, he's carved a nice little niche out for himself in the field. And, you know, he likes to be Mr., you know, presidential UFO expert. So, you know, whatever.
Yes. And I also saw an item posted in our forums that he also supports Stan Romanek. But the key is here, because somebody has wacky viewpoints, doesn't make them a bad person. And even then, you can't agree 100% with everyone, and we all hold viewpoints that may, in some respects, be wacky to other people. I mean, just talking favorably about UFOs is wacky to some people. So the point is here, I don't hate Grant Cameron at all. I talked about what he had to say, not about who he is, because I've seen no evidence he isn't anything but a good person. And I'll assume that. And I'll assume that if I see him anywhere at a UFO convention or something, I'll shake his hand, take him out for a Diet Coke or something, because I don't drink beer, or buy him a beer, if that's what he wants. I think it's possible to get along and still disagree with people. Now, I realize that a prior co-host of the Paracast was more into demonizing people than we are. But I think we get the point across. And that's all that counts.
Well, you're not going to keep much of an audience that's actually open-minded and, you know, has tendencies towards, solutions as opposed to exacerbating the problem. You're not going to keep that kind of an audience very long if you're constantly bashing your guests. I mean, you know, it's just not the way I am. I don't suffer fools gladly, as you don't, Gene, and I do appreciate you know, the quality of work that many of our guests bring to the table. And I'm not going to be constantly looking for every little chink in the armor to start drilling down on possible fuzzy logic or whatever. If it's not warranted, if it's warranted, sure. You know, I do suspend my disbelief to a certain extent on the show, but, you know, to keep it entertaining. But at the same time, you know, you got to call the BS when you see it. So, and that's what we attempt to do here, and I think we do a good job.
And once again, this is not worldwide wrestling. Okay? It's not Howard Stern. I'm not Howard Stern. Although I think the former co-host, who was a great person, a really talented person, I think tried to be a little bit like that. And we ran into some interesting guests who deserved it. You know, there are a few people we've had on the show, as many of you know, who deserved a more sustained treatment, such as the guy who hung up in 30 minutes or something like that, because we talked facts to him. We didn't scream. We didn't yell. We talked about facts. So there we go. If you didn't hear my takedown or my disassembling of some of the things that Grant Cameron was talking about, go listen to After the Paracast. To be able to do that, you've got to be a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. We give you a commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio. We give you After the Paracast, other goodies, plus.theparacast.com. Check it out. Now, we have some fascinating guests coming up in the near future. And next week, we're going to talk about monsters. But these are not monsters running for president of the U.S., although some people might disagree with that. It's a book called Monsters Among Us, an exploration of otherworldly Bigfoots, Wolfmen, Portals, Phantoms, and Odd Phenomena. That's from Linda Godfrey, and she's always a lot of fun to talk to. So she'll be here next week. Also, Nick Redfern has a new book out about the women in black, and he'll be coming on soon to talk about that. And possibly in the next month or two, we may even hear from Jim Mars. We came close to scheduling him, but he's finishing a book, and I think he wants to do the book first. That's how you go. So we've got a lot of fascinating things to talk about, and we will continue this. But speaking of the political connection, let me just say one thing about that. I'm not going to talk extensively about politics. I realize that freaks people. Although as soon as you talk about presidential UFOs and disclosure, what is it if not politics? But somebody sent a letter on Facebook, posted a message saying they would not subscribe to the Paracast Plus because I put down Donald Trump. So let's be equal opportunity offenders here. Chris, do you think it would be better if I called him, Lion Trump and Crooked Hillary, or Lion Hillary and Crooked Trump? Is that an equal opportunity offender?
That kind of sounds balanced and fair. I mean, let's get real. The guy is a narcissistic egomaniac. But other than that, he's presidential material.
Well, they're telling us now that he's going to moderate for the public at large. He will moderate any day now. You know, it's like he reads a speech. I'm not going to comment about the accuracy or lack thereof. Maybe I will. But he gives a speech from a teleprompter. Now, of course, he used to say, I don't give speeches from teleprompter like Barack Obama. But he gave a couple of speeches on the teleprompter. Then he deviates from the teleprompter when he does a live political rally, and he's back to the old guy again. So I don't know there.
Yeah, old dog, new tricks. I'm not sure. You know, I almost have this kind of weird fascination of what a Trump presidency would be like. It's almost like, you know, rubbernecking at a, you know, really bad accident on the freeway or something. I mean, this could be this could be a late night comic heaven, a Trump administration, if we survive. I mean, the guy's got the nuclear football at his beck and call. And God forbid, you know, some world leader somewhere should talk about the size of his hands or, you know, take him off somehow. And you just don't know. I mean, the guy is ultimate power, and we know what ultimate power does.
Absolutely. You know, I read a story a couple of times suggesting that if Trump simply took all the money he got from his father, not just the original million or whatever, but everything after his father died, and put them in normal investments like everybody else, he'd be worth more money now just to sit back and let the investments grow. We got more of this stuff coming on, or some kind of stuff, because we're talking shop with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning Graphic Converter 10, the universal genius for photo editing apps on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for the Swiss Army Knife app. It gives you all the features that you expect, and most important, it's easy to use. You can get it for just $39.95 from www.lemkesoft.com. That's www.lemkesoft.com. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Gene and Chris talk shop on the Paracast. And we got a little political there, but let me change that a little bit about the argument that if rich people would simply invest the money in normal channels, the stock market or whatever, and not try to start companies or get their name famous or become people who could say you're fired on TV? They'd make more money. I'll give you one example of that in the UFO field, okay? Jim Moseley. Jim Moseley was a trust fund baby. His mom was the heir to a steamship line fortune. And he made a fair amount of money, I think maybe a couple of million dollars or so. This is 1950s dollars, which has got to be, what, $10, $15 million now? Pretty decent. He's not quite the 1%, maybe the 1.5%. So if Jim simply let the money accrue in the investments and just take what he needed without being too extravagant, and Jim was never an extravagant person, never had a really fancy car or lived in a very expensive place. If he had done that, he would have died with a lot more money than he had. But by trying to invest things in the stock market himself rather than use the built-in investments from the trust fund, buying real estate, he bought a couple of small apartment complexes, you know, like four units, and tried to become Jim Moseley the landlord. Every one of these things failed. If he had just left well enough alone, there would have been more money there, and maybe through his life he could have had a somewhat more lucrative lifestyle. So think about that. This is about the second generation of the rich families. You think sometimes the first generation, these are the people who earn the fortunes. You know, like Joseph Kennedy earned the fortune so his kids could run for president or Congress or something. And, of course, the Bush family is very much like that. I don't know much more about it because I had one relative who I think would have become that person to build wealth in the family if he had lived another 10 years. That was my brother Wally. He was on the verge. I think just a few years hence, he would have been worth hundreds of millions of dollars. But he just died a few years too soon. So I don't know what that means. Does that mean anything? I don't know. Because we shouldn't say just because somebody is born of a rich family that they're useless. They're not. I don't think Jim Moseley was useless. Maybe his investments didn't really go in the direction that he hoped.
Well, the reverse is also true. Just because you're born of a rich family doesn't know that you know what the hell you're doing.
As I say, sometimes you should just leave well enough alone. And I assume you're more than you are. You know, I understand that someone wants an image of self-worth, and it, maybe you don't feel the self-worth if you go around depending on daddy or mommy's trust fund, you know, like a Kardashian or something. You don't want to be that way. You want to carve out your own place in society. And I think that's what the Kennedy family has done traditionally, to use the fact of their wealth to put them in a place where they don't need to earn a lot of money, and they could run for political offices and do what they consider are good things, I hope. Does that make sense to anybody? I don't know. As I said, the closest we had in the family to being very wealthy was my brother who died a few years too early. Any rich people in the O'Brien family or in your birth parents' family?
Yes, actually.
You missed out.
Well, I got written out, actually. I was part of the original trust, my adoptive parents, but after my mother's very suspicious death and my father marrying their best friend in less than 6 months, somehow the trust was totally rewritten, and my brother and I were written out of it. And the O'Briens were worth a lot of money. Shall we say? I just, you know, it's funny you should mention this. I just got a notice from my brother's widow that my stepmom had died 2 weeks ago, and that I was being sent some papers about the trust. And I'm wondering, why are they sending me trust information if I've been written out of the trust? I find that very interesting. I might have to retain counsel and find out if there's some little side door I could slip in.
Well, when you get the papers, just take a look first before you hire the lawyer.
Right, of course.
But the thing is here, did you get along well with your adoptive mother?
Yeah, I did. Very well.
Maybe she put you in her will.
I probably would have known. She died in 96, I think, or 95. I would have known. It was in a trust. Everything was put into a trust. And, of course, my stepsisters have totally disappeared.
They disowned you.
Huh?
They disowned you?
It's a long story, Gene, but...
families are families, is also.
Yeah, it's a long story. No, nobody disowned me. I think they supported my dad's decision because that meant that there was twice as much for them.
Did you have a problem with your dad at all?
Oh, yeah. He was an abusive MF-er. I remanded myself back into state care at 15.
Well, that explains a lot. What about your brother?
He was dragged off in handcuffs at 14.
Oh?
Yeah, he was dealing acid and just he was a real cut up. Had lots of issues, lots of emotional problems, and you know, it's hard to be a little kid and, you know, be in a physically abusive adopted home. It's not easy.
Yeah, that's all you need. It's bad enough if your birth parents are nasty people. But being adopted, how did you come to be adopted by these people?
Well, my parents were like wannabe Bonnie and Clydes. I mean, they were bank robbers and motorcycle riders. And my mom designed all her own tattoos in the 50s. And she was a meth dealer in the late 60s, early 70s. I mean, she was just a wild woman.
You were much better off then.
Well, you know, my real birth family on my mom's side, at least, I know very little about my dad's side, but my real birth family is, I think, four or five generations of Californians, hundreds of relatives on that side. But so I don't know. It probably turned out for the best. I would not be the effervescent personality that I am today. Put it that way, if I hadn't been taken away by the state and put into, you know, foster care.
You might become a bank robber yourself.
Well, I don't know about that. I definitely would have had a much different life. Yeah, I would have had a much different life if I hadn't left home. Of course, it was my sisters that talked me into leaving home, so they may have had ulterior motives even as far back as the, when I was a kid, 15.
These are your stepsisters?
Yeah.
Okay, so they basically encouraged you to make this momentous decision.
Right. But then my older sister took me in when, my first couple years of college. So I lived with her and my brother-in-law in New York City when I was starting out in college.
Sounds like a good outcome. We've got Gene and Chris shop talking away. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So there you go. Chris has a certainly interesting background, probably make a biography somewhere. My background was much, much more conventional. I had a traditional Jewish family. My father was Ralph Cramden, in a sense. He was a bus driver, although he later on, because he was a bright guy, he took various tests and became an executive in the New York City transit system. My mother stayed at home most of the time, but as we got older, she decided to go outside the home, and she had experiences of receptionist and typist and clerical work. In fact, that's how I learned how to type, by the way. My mother was a typist, and I said, how do I do that? And she said, this way. And then she got me a typewriter. And I don't know what that meant, but somehow it took me to all these highways and byways. But as I said, fairly conventional upbringing from a traditional middle-class Jewish family in Brooklyn, New York, growing up in the 50s and 60s. At the age of 21, I left home. I said, I will leave at 21. And I did, and I got a job in radio. Like a week thereafter. And here I am. What does that mean? I have no idea.
Well, life marches on, dude.
Well, yeah, at my age, it doesn't march on for very much longer, but there we are. I got a letter the other day, Chris, to move into other subjects in our life histories and bore people with death. Got a letter the other day remarking on your greater acceptance of the possibility that cattle mutilations might have an E.T. origin, as if this is a big change. But you never dismissed the idea of something strange and unusual about them, did you?
No. You know, again, I, as I've said so many times on the show and in my books and everything, that I really attempt to be open-minded and objective and allow myself to be pulled in the direction that the data or the evidence is suggesting. And, you know, the more I mull the whole subject over, and the UFO subject, cryptozoology, all these subjects together, you know, I get pulled one way or another way slightly, not much. I'm pretty set in stone, I think, in most of my opinions and conclusions. But, you know, it's the evidence. It's the data that helps me move in a particular direction or draw particular conclusions. I've never said it was anything else. You know, somebody pointed out that helicopters are extremely well maintained, and it's pretty rare for helicopters to actually crash. And so I think someone came up with a nice figure. I think a helicopter crashes every 11 years or something, or the odds are that a helicopter will crash every 11 years. You know, I need to do a little bit more, I think, data mining to come up with a little bit more, I think, of a – well, I don't know how to put this, but if no helicopter has ever crashed that we know of during some sort of catamutilation operation – going with the hypothetical that the government is somehow involved in at least a sizable percentage of these cases, which I still do firmly believe.
Yeah, but maybe the government is using more perfect helicopters. Or we don't hear about it, that's all.
Well, again, you know, it's a combination of two things. First of all, it's very clandestine. It's very slick. It's very well organized, very well funded, obviously, if it's real. If this kind of program is real, or programs, I should say in the plural. But perhaps there have been crashes. Perhaps there have been mechanical failures. But because of the nature of the particular case, it was done out of sight and out of view of the ranching house or any sort of witnesses. And they were able to go to plan effectively. And thus, you know, no harm, no foul. Nobody saw it. It didn't happen. So if a helicopter crashes in a remote pasture in America and nobody is there to see it or hear it, does it actually crash? However, you know, there are other elements, and it would take pretty much a sizable portion of an entire show to really go into this in depth. But there are other aspects of the phenomenon that that are real head-scratchers and very, very difficult to explain with a just straight-out terrestrial agent being involved. I've always suspected that there is some sort of preternatural or supernatural predator or paranormal aspect to the core of the cattle mystery, and I think the UFO mystery as well. But whether you can't use that particular intuitive hit about a small percentage of cases as a big broad brush to then attempt to explain all the other cases with that particular explanation. It doesn't wash. There's way too many cases that seem, you know, mundane in nature, high strange in the fact that the animal is killed and disfigured. But the subsequent activity that occurs at the site could be very easily explained by humans. So, you know, I think, again, as I've always said, I think there's multiple groups with multiple agendas, piggybacking their agendas on other agendas, actually doing red herring cases to possibly even implicate other agendas, or at the very least throw investigators and law enforcement off track. So I am attempting to be as open-minded as possible. And if I've been drawn back towards a possible ET scenario by one degree, I think that's an indication that I'm open-minded and I'm not set in stone. So people should be applauding that, not questioning it.
The issue is more not that you have any particular point of view or you gravitate towards one or the other. It is that you're not saying this is the final answer, this is it, I'll go across on lecture tours and tell you how I discovered the truth. Because if he did, Chris would be rolling in money now. I mean, I used to do lectures in the early days when Jim Moseley, who was doing lectures, he took over for Major Kehoe, believe it or not. And he handed me the occasional assignment. When I was going around the country doing lectures, I didn't do, I think, as well as I could have done. And the reason I didn't is because I was not willing to lie and say, yeah, well, we have proof it's spaceships. We have proof it's time travelers. We have proof whatever. I wouldn't do that. I just would give the most compelling sightings and say we need to investigate it, kind of a really, really conservative point of view. But they didn't want that. They wanted the Reader's Digest answer. Is E.T. here? They needed that. and therefore I'm not doing that kind of lecture. They wanted to talk about cosmic water gates, like, of course, Stanton Friedman does. Not that Stanton Friedman isn't a serious guy, a scientist, well-educated, and he believes what he says. He thinks his evidence is compelling. I'm not saying that. Although maybe as he gets older, he relies more on what worked for him rather than rethinking what he believes. You see where I'm getting at? I'm telling you why I can't be a successful lecturer. But Chris couldn't either for the same reason. He does a great show, a great presentation, but he's not going to come out and say, here's the evidence, that's it. Not going to do that. Just to let you know here, we communicate with Skype for these radio shows, like lots of people do. Earlier in the show, we had the white noise that you don't hear. This time, Chris was trying to talk, and nobody could hear him. It's nothing personal. I want to tell you that. Anyway,
moving right along. When I lecture, I don't get up there and say, you know, I figured it out. You know, my opinion is omnipotent. If anybody who doesn't believe what I say, not only are they wrong, but they're, you know, part of the problem. They're at best muddying the waters, quote unquote. At worst, they're some sort of CIA operative who's a disinformation agent. I've been accused online of being both, which I find extremely amusing. There's a video interview I did with Anthony Della Florio while I was at the Norio Hayakawa in 2009 Dulce get together for the locals. And I mean, it's got, I don't know, 20 something thousand views. And just reading through some of the comments at one point a few years ago.
We're going to talk about those comments and more in our next segment with Gene and Chris. You're in
Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the marginalized fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
All right, tell us about the comments as we do Shop Talk with Gene and Chris.
Well, this was a video done on the Dulce, the myth of Dulce, as I would like to refer to it. And somebody said, "Oh, look at his eyes. They're like going into vertical pupils. He's a reptilian." He's an ass wipe wannabe disinformation agent. I just couldn't believe some of the ill-informed commentary that was on there. And that's what you get with the web. It doesn't matter, you know, what it is. There's going to be some a-hole with an attitude and an opinion that's going to tear down anything that is posted. Of course, I had far, far more people jumping to my defense, but still, it just, you know, it gives you an indication that if you don't conform to people's resolved beliefs or predetermined, what would the word be, Gene? It's almost like people want things to be true or not true. They have this inner desire, some compulsion that drives their opinion or their perspective into a particular direction. And I think within the realm of the paranormal, UFOs, the mutes, crypto stuff, ghosts, people have this overriding desire to believe and for it all to be true. And the more educated you are, the more you pull back from that particular drive or that particular want to believe agenda, if you will, for lack of a better way of putting it. So the more you educate yourself, the more you're up to speed, the more skeptical you become. And that to me is a good thing. It's the people that don't do the work, that only watch TV, that don't listen to objective researchers, objective sources. They're the ones that live in a, what's it called when you live in a echo chamber, or you just blank out everything around you except the information or the sources that tend to support whatever intuitive sense you have about something.
It is sometimes also referred to as a bubble. You're sitting right there in this universe, and this is part of what certain cable TV news networks are about, where they exist to reinforce your belief because they sell spots, they get advertising, they get a big audience. They are there to reinforce your beliefs in things not to challenge those beliefs, and therefore you're never exposed to something.
Right, exactly. And I think I've been involved in these subject matters for, you know, a couple of decades, more, almost three decades, in terms of actually being an active presence. I've been interested for 50 years plus. But since I've been involved, I think, in the last 25 years or so, it's been really apparent to me that you can't battle against people's desire for something to be so or be true. It doesn't matter how much you argue. It doesn't matter how much evidence that you present. If a person is in that bubble, is you know, harangued by the echo chamber, there's just nothing you can do. I mean, it's almost like, you know, a pandemic. I mean, you look at someone suffering from some disease, and they're past the point of saving. and so I really don't waste time in conversations with people whose minds obviously have been made up for a long time. And there's just no way in hell. There's no possibility of changing that mind. And that's why sometimes on the forum, the Paracast forum, I see this, where people that are so entrenched in their views and in opinions, you know, go through the exercise time and time again, whether it's climate change, whether it's the ET hypothesis, whether it's, you know, any number of subjects that appear to be fairly contentious or are contentious. Both sides are so entrenched. It's almost like trench warfare in World War I. The only thing you can do is lob artillery shells and hope they hit something. You're not going to change people's minds in this realm. The only thing that can do that, I think, is facts. And even though facts aren't going to change everybody's minds, people that are still a little bit open-minded, still a little bit objective, if they see the facts or hear the facts and experience the truth that may be contained within the facts, then there's a possibility that you might nudge them one way or another. So, you know, getting back to your whole comment about me lecturing, I go out there and lecture. I've been told so many times that I blew people's minds just with facts, not facts that are followed up by me saying, and because of that, this must be so. I really stay away from that kind of pontificating. I allow the facts to lead people in the direction that the facts will lead them. And everybody's different, so the facts could lead you in, you know, nuanced ways, not in always concrete ways, although in some sense it's kind of hard to argue with the reality. But I'm not true believer enough for the true believers, and I'm not skeptical enough for the skeptics. So, you know, most of the time I sit at home, not invited, eating worms.
Don't want to go into the worms because that's kind of grisly. I don't like grisly food. But I know some people actually like grisly food, like chocolate-covered insects from Atlanta. I used to always wonder if Alan Greenfield, who was born around Atlanta, ate one of those dishes. I think he told me at one time, but I don't want to think about it. I don't know where we started with this. But the point here is that there are a lot of people who have different points of view. The majority opinion in the UFO field is spaceships. We're seeing more and more evidence of possible life-bearing planets external to our solar system, therefore being exosolar planets. In fact, there was a discovery of a dwarf star that's so cool it has water. Water is everywhere. Water is on Pluto. Water is on the moons of Jupiter. Water is on a dwarf star. Doesn't that pretty much say for sure there's lots and lots of life in the universe?
Well, sure. It sure is highly suggestive. I hadn't heard that. That's an interesting fact. Water on a dwarf planet.
A dwarf star, sir.
Dwarf star? How could a star have water?
Astronomers find evidence of water clouds in first spectrum of coldest brown dwarf. A brown dwarf star is one that is very old, and the intensity of the light that it emits is very low. It's 7.2 light years from Earth. It is the coldest known object outside of our solar system and is just barely visible at infrared wavelengths with the largest ground-based telescopes. But they can see it, not from a space-based telescope, but one on our own planet. It's called WISE, W-I-S-E, 0855. It's real, man.
Wow. That's pretty intriguing. Oh, the powers of the wonderful powers of diagnostic science. It's not the end all to be all. I think the whole pontification of science is wrong. I think science every few years, it has to admit it's wrong because they come up with more amazing facts that prove that they're not fallible.
You mean the Earth isn't flat?
No.
Please, there are people out there who have a flat Earth society. I think it's just a joke, of course. But you see, flat Earth is basically denying science. That's another argument we make in the political realm, where a certain political party denies science. Now, science can be wrong. Science can change, and sometimes it's slow to admit when it's wrong and slow to change. But to deny science is absurd. You ask him a question like, for example, about climate change.
Well, I'm not a scientist, so I can't respond.
All right. So what about, do babies that are aborted feel pain?
I'm not a scientist.
You get my point here. I mean, at the end of the day, we're doing the best we can. And when we discuss all these subjects on the PowerCast, we are exploring the frontiers of science, that which science has damned, as Charles Fort once said.
We're proto-scientists.
Proto-scientists. All right. All right. I'll call it that. I don't claim to be a scientist. I'm a talk show host, folks. We're talking shop this week with Gene Steinberg, with Chris O'Brien. It means you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.